Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, hello dear friends. Oh, look at the sunshine, made my face like gold. Oh, this is so beautiful. It is so beautiful. I do not want to miss the sunshine, so I decide to come out. Look at my clothes, the color is a little bit earthy, and the ground color is a matching, right? Sometimes you do not need much contrast. Oh, this is so beautiful. Let's see in front of my eyes. Hello dear friends, good afternoon. Such a beautiful afternoon. Cuckoo afternoon. Such a beautiful afternoon. Look at the sunshine, made my face like glittering, shining. And it's just so beautiful. I do not want to miss the sunshine. So I went to do some shopping, and then I was thinking maybe I should look for some new places to have a walk. Let's see the scene in front of me. It is so beautiful. My clothes is almost the same color as the background. It looks good, right? Sometimes we do not need that much contrast. Okay, let's see. This is the scene in front of me. So, this is Black Friday in a sense. This is Friday just after Thanksgiving. I was thinking the nature. I stayed at home and I went to post office, and then I was thinking such beautiful sunshine. Maybe I should look for some place to have a walk. So this is Arvizo. Do you hear me? There is a little bit of wind. This is the salt pond, the salt water wetland. Used to be quite a booming place with a lot of ships, shippings. It's quite, look at the sand and look at the salt. This is so interesting here. Yeah, no matter what is happening in this world, things change. This place is becoming such a quiet place. And I think this is because the holiday, and people had finished the meal. Let's keep on. Please excuse me for the noise. Let's just chat a little bit. It is, let's wind down. Let's do another demotivational talk. I do not have anything planned, and just rewind so that we do not need to be stressed out if we do not have idea, if we do not have any topic to talk about. The goal is to wind down. You must be with your headset, cleaning the house, or doing some random things. That's exactly what is supposed to be. This is not an educational video. So, I am a little bit against the wind. So, let me try to think about something. And as I was coming here, there was a video pop up about how to learn more effective. There was this person, very motivational, very enlightening, talking about learning something when she is not in the focus mood. She will not study at that time so that she can save the energy and prepare herself for when she is more effective. And she talked about preparing your mindset. This brings me a very accurate word in Chinese. So I want to put this one here. I like to contemplate the meaning of words, and especially a lot of time, Chinese words, the ancient Chinese words, are short, brief, precise, accurate, and also very far-reaching in idea. So the word is this: 工欲善其事，必先利其器。 工欲善其事，必先利其器. Gong is the worker, or is the job. The job, the work, the worker. The work, let's put it this way. Let's say it's a worker, it's a person. Worker, 工欲, 欲 is want, would like. Shan is to good, be good at. And I think there was one soccer player, his life philosophy is gai shan, it's gai shan, improve and make it the best, to improve. Shan is to make it better. Gong yu shan. Worker wants to make better. Qi, his. Shi, work. Worker wants to make best of its work. Bi, xian li qi qi. Bi, must. Xian, first. Li, sharpen. Qi, its. Qi, weapon, tools. If a worker wants to get the best result, wants to work better, it is the most important to first prepare, to sharpen the tool, to prepare the tool. Or if you want a job to be well done, done better, you should better prepare your tools first. So I feel this is very, very profound, and very far-reaching, in the sense that if we want to do things better, we just need to prepare ourselves, not only to prepare our computer, to prepare our internet, our our notebooks, our pens, our stationaries, our machines. The most important is to prepare our mind, our spirit. If we are not in that good spirit, we can wait. We can wait a little bit, do something else, because inspiration, because idea, and these kind of things, is not when you want it, it comes. It's an accumulation of labor, work, accumulation of experience, of all these things. We want to be the best, but if we do not prepare ourselves until we reach to that best, we cannot ask the good result to come. We cannot ask a well-prepared mind to come. I will stop because of the plane. So the plane has passed. Let's come back to it. If the airplane is here and I fight with the airplane, that is no use, right? You cannot hear. You cannot hear well. You will be disturbed. And it's just not get a good result. I stop for a couple of minutes, about 1 minute, so that I can use this time to collect my thought, to rethink, to plan for the next step. So come back to demotivational talk. Life has its own pace. Life has its own, so things, pattern, life, everything has its own way, has its own pattern, has its own rhythm, has its own unique, uncompromisable path, right? We do not need to counter it. We cannot fight it. This is my demotivational philosophy. I do not like confrontation. And from my experience, confrontation does not get me to a good result. So in this case, when there is confrontation, when there is things, I can avoid it, right? I can wait. Airplane came, then I wait for 3 minutes, right? If someone does not work well with me, or if I cannot work well with somebody, maybe the next time I will have better chance. That does not really explain. Okay, let me use the most teachery method to talk about it. If you are a teacher, they are so happy. I'm sorry. I am in a public land, in a public park, so there are there are people having good life, good love. Okay. So we use our teacher way of saying it and seeing it. There are always one of these years the class is difficult because teacher's job is very seasonal, very chronological, very repetitive. Come back to teachers. There are always one particular year that your life is just will not be easy. The class is not easy. The synergy is not right. The class energy is not right. The kids are not bad kids. They are just not in the right fit with you, and you feel it really particularly very, very hard, very difficult. There is nothing much you can do about it. There is one thing you can do. You get rid of this job, you resign and look for another job and go to another school, have another set of problems. But things happen. There are times you cannot do much. You may have less educational achievement at that time. It's all natural. Maybe next year they will get a better teacher, which may not be a better teacher, but just the right energy matching. So do not give yourself too much pressure if something does not work out this year. They will have another year. If you have not yet finished something today, tomorrow is another day. There will be tomorrow. I have not yet finished my work, but today is Friday. There will be Saturday. There will be Sunday. There will be other days, right? I can, in the worst case, I procrastinate until the last day, Sunday night, I can work it out, right? The quality may not be that good, but that is what I deserve, right? Do not give yourself too much trouble, too much stress. There will be another day. Well, for me, I am a procrastinating person. That is my habit. I like to put it into the last day, or I just cannot put myself together earlier. And for you, you may be another habit. You would like to get everything on time. Maybe you will plan it 1 week ago before the deadline is already your deadline. You work out your method. You work out your way of doing it, right? Did I talk anything? Did I make any point clear? Maybe not. Even if it is not, it is me. I just want to rewind myself. I just want to see the setting sun. I just want to enjoy this moment. I am alive. I am alive, and with a camera walking on the beach, this is gold. Nothing can be better than this. If our days are here and there, now and then, filled with this little moment, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, that's good enough. That is perfect already. I am so happy. I give myself the luxury of doing nothing. But there is a problem. I am not doing anything these days. I should do my painting. I should do my lemon curd. I should do more things. But I'm still living my life without doing that. It's okay. It's okay. Not such a big deal. Oh, this is so beautiful. Look at it. Uh-oh, we are not in the right zoom. Okay, now we are in the right zoom. This is so fantastically beautiful. Can you imagine? This is only 10 minutes drive from me, 6 miles from my home. I am so lucky. Kids screaming, and this is life. Do not worry. This is life. I will stop here. Okay. This is so beautiful. I will go up. Oh, there are birds. I will go up and change some scene. It's not in the right zoom again. Okay. It's starting to get back. Slowly the camera will figure out. I am trying to look at, still, what is going on? Oh yeah, it takes time for the camera to figure out what I am trying to do. Whatever I am trying to do, the camera has its way. Let's just follow its way, and it's okay. And we can understand that. Not to me, not to me. They are making. Okay. It's getting dark. Look at my hair. Bye-bye, friends. Okay. Bye-bye, friends. I love you. I really do. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do. Goo-goo-bye-bye.